Everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation, where we dive deep into those mental, emotional, and sometimes downright messy things that come with being human in this crazy world. Today's topic? Forgiveness. Yeah, I know, sounds a little heavy, right? Like something your grandma tells you over chamomile tea. But trust me, this is about way more than just saying sorry and forgetting. This is about freedom. Freedom from the weight of past hurts, freedom to move forward, and ultimately, freedom to be happier. Ever felt like anger or resentment was a backpack full of rocks you were constantly lugging around? You know that feeling when something happened, maybe years ago, and even though logically you understand it's time to let go, those feelings just stick around? That's the stuff we're tackling today, because holding on to anger isn't doing you any favors. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You get hurt in the process, period. So how do we actually practice forgiveness? Here are five key takeaways that have genuinely changed my life. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay, or that you forget about it. It's about recognizing that by holding on to anger, resentment, and hurt, you're actually letting that event keep power over you. Forgiveness is like ripping the control manual out of that person's hands. They can't hurt you anymore because you choose to let go. 2. Forgiveness takes time. Don't expect it to happen overnight. It's a process, sometimes a really long and bumpy process. Be patient with yourself. Imagine it like peeling off layers of an onion. Each layer represents a piece of that hurt you're letting go of. Just take it slow, one layer at a time. 3. Empathy is your secret weapon. I know this sounds tough, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. They might have been hurting, scared, or acting out of something else entirely. Doesn't excuse their actions, but understanding where they were coming from can help you let go of some of that anger. 4. Focus on your own healing. Forgiveness isn't about making the other person feel good. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of those negative emotions. Spend time doing things that nourish your soul, things that bring you joy and peace. 5. Don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or even a therapist. Sometimes just voicing those feelings out loud can be incredibly liberating. You don't have to go through this alone. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been carrying around this immense anger towards her ex-boyfriend ever since he broke up with her years ago. She constantly thinks about the unfairness of it all, replaying hurtful moments over and over in her head. This anger has seeped into every aspect of her life. She struggles to trust people, feels constantly on edge, and even sabotages potential relationships because she's convinced they'll end badly. Sarah decides to try something different. She starts with small steps. Journaling about her feelings, talking to a friend about the hurt, and practicing mindfulness to calm her racing thoughts. Slowly but surely, she begins to understand where her ex-boyfriend was coming from, even if it doesn't excuse his actions. She realizes that holding on to this anger is only hurting her. Sarah focuses on healing, on rediscovering her own strength and worth. It takes time, there are setbacks, but with each step towards forgiveness, Sarah feels lighter, freer. She starts to trust again, opens herself up to new possibilities, and finds genuine happiness she didn't think was possible. The takeaway here? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about making a conscious choice to let go of the pain and move forward with your life. It's a powerful act of self-love that ultimately frees you from being held captive by the past. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Maybe start by acknowledging the hurt, maybe write down those feelings, or talk to someone you trust. Remember, forgiveness isn't about them. It's about reclaiming your power and embracing a brighter future. You deserve it. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and striving for that incredible life you were meant to live.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.